Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tabloid publisher David Pecker has told a New York jury how the National Enquirer helped quash negative stories about Donald Trump in 2016. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports on Pecker's testimony about a 2015 meeting with Trump and Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen.
He said that he was asked how he could help the Trump campaign, and he said that he agreed to use his magazine to do three things. First, publish positive stories about Trump. Second, publish negative stories about Trump's opponents. And third, he said that he could be the eyes and ears of the campaign, meaning that if he heard that there could be negative stories about Trump, he would notify Michael Cohen, especially stories coming from women.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo in New York. A $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan has been sent to President Biden for signing following final passage in Congress. The package also includes a proposed ban on TikTok if its China-based parent refuses to sell the platform. The U.S. Supreme Court today is set to hear a case that will test whether a state can ban medical termination of a pregnancy if a woman's health, but not her life, is in grave danger. Details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
After the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, Idaho and a handful of other states enacted laws that ban all abortions except to save the life of the mother. The Biden administration contends those laws conflict with a federal law passed in 1986 called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act and known as EMTALA. It requires that hospitals receiving Medicare and Medicaid payments from the federal government, that they must provide at least stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. And in some cases, that would include a medical abortion. The only alternative under the Idaho law would be to transport the patient out of state. But the state contends that EMTALA does not provide a national baseline of care, and thus that the state is free to ban abortions except to save the life of the mother. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Starbucks is asking the Supreme Court to curb the power of the National Labor Relations Board. At issue are NLRB injunctions against companies accused of stifling unionization. The case stems from the firing of seven Starbucks workers who tried to unionize a store in Tennessee 2 years ago. Pennsylvania held its presidential primaries yesterday. Donald Trump easily won the Republican primary, and President Biden leads his Democratic challenger, Dean Phillips. Incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey will face GOP challenger David McCormick in November. That race could decide which political party gets to control the U.S. Senate next year. You're listening to NPR News. Google has fired more employees who participated in a protest against the company's work with the Israeli government. More from NPR's Derek Kerr.
Dozens of Google workers staged sit-in protests at company offices last week. The employees demanded Google stop selling its technology to the Israeli government. Google and Amazon have a billion-dollar cloud computing contract with Israel called Project Nimbus. The protesters say this technology could contribute to the strikes on civilians in Gaza. Google fired 28 employees after the protests last week, and now it's fired at least 20 more, according to employee group No Tech for Apartheid. Google confirmed it fired more workers, but declined to say how many in total. A spokesperson says these workers were involved in, quote, disruptive activity. The protesters say their sit-in was peaceful. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
The Justice Department has agreed to pay more than $138 million to settle claims that it mishandled sex abuse allegations against sports doctor Larry Nassar. More than 100 plaintiffs say FBI agents in Indianapolis and Los Angeles were told about the abuse allegations in 2015 and 2016, but failed to act. Nassar is serving what amounts to life in prison for abusing more than 100 women and girls. Protesters chanted on the floor of the Tennessee House Tuesday after lawmakers voted to expand gun access. The Republican bill would allow teachers to carry concealed handguns at public schools. That decision would be left up to a principal, school district, or law enforcement agency. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.